Thank you for the opportunity to share my thoughts and part of the research. This work I did with Jane Jiguna. She is a consultant at the World Bank. And thank you. This work was done with, in collaboration with Jane Jiguna, consultant at the World Bank. Okay. And the idea of looking at collective action as a coping mechanism of serious illness came from some of the work I did with MSM population here in the US. In that, the relationship, first of all, was not linear, but at the same time, it was by engaging in community does not necessarily mean you're changing behavior. Just to disclose, I have no relationship, financial to disclose. So I wanted to examine, together with my co-author, looking at the relationship to how serious illness and collective action in Western Kenya. Western Kenya is part of a region in Kenya which has been impacted by HIV, and when you're looking at the rate, is highly skewed to the rest. I wanted to also examine how it's they are influenced by economic and individual needs, and also look at if there's any gender differences. But one of the reasons for looking at collective action in terms of instead of behavior, but also looking as more as a means for emotional support, was some of the prior studies which look at collective action and microfinance, finding that there's differences in terms of HIV and risk outcomes in that women who are engaging in collective action in South Africa, Campbell and et al. Found that there was, the risk for HIV increased for women as compared to male. And then you have Pranks et al. Who found they engaged, knowledge increased, but there were still differences in terms of when you're looking at gender. A bit of background. Kenya has approximately 39 million people with a life expectancy of 58. Last year, using the current statistics, DHS data, current rate at 6.2 HIV rate. Around 80% of those ones who are infected know their status. But the breakdown of the new infection rate finds that some of prior work had always said that a majority are heterosexual infection, but now you're finding MSM population are contributing 15%. You have sex workers contributing 14%. So looking at how or the relationship between the individuals within the group will also be of help. The reason why I put this map was to illustrate which region I was looking at. I was looking at Nyanza. Even though we're looking at Western Kenya, I was looking more interested in looking at this region. That's where the two villages where we did our study. But you find even you still find in Western province, the rates are higher than the national average. Impact of HIV has a has enormous impact in that it impacts the social fabric cost monetary for both household and community. So if you have higher rates within a particular community, they are multi-layered type of impact. The cost, well, if you're talking about families, because sometimes some of the cost is shared within families. And the cost to the capacity to deliver those cost, because the individuals that might be delivering the cost might also be impacted by HIV. So, but in this study, one of the things I wanted to do was looking at how the household within function when you address or input collective action. From literature, we find that social capital has been suggested to promote positive social behavior and health behavior outcomes. The collective action can be defined as part of participation in community activities, activities that create trust and friendship networks. Also working with groups that share at least similar interests and common action that allows you to be able to further self-interest. So one of the reasons why we were looking at the gender was that there was an assumption that there was going to be different needs for within the household. We sampled over 200. It was a mixed method, but in this study, in this presentation, I'm giving you mostly the quantitative component. Looking at Nyanza Province and two villages from Nyanza, and we 303 individuals were interviewed in 120 households. But I will be looking at the unit of analysis will be household, not the individuals. When for the measures, there were two type of measures we were looking at. Looking at this type of civic group, merry-go-round, microfinance, microcredit, and self-help, and then looking at the activity level. Merry-go-round is a type of group which folks who come together, and it's a way of helping each other by with financial, how can I say, benefit by, as I said, as the name goes, it goes around to different individuals within the group. But within, and each stage, in different periods, not at one time. Microfinance, microcredit, as she had illustrated the previous, it's a form of looking at supporting self-help in terms of being able to get small loans. Self-help group have got a wide dimension in that there can be folks where you're looking at support in terms of information, but at the same time assisting in a variety of activities that allow them to come with us, but they come with the same with a common goal. But I also wanted to look at the activity level, because activity level look at intensity, if how much they were engaged in. The other measures which I looked at was household illness, looking at those ones who are reporting illness, so and in this case, serious illness. Those ones who were had been impacted, because part of this particular study was part of looking at agricultural productivity within this particular region. So being seriously ill will impact your ability to actually go and work in the farm. And then looking at those ones who were reported HIV or had TB cases. And then looking at the characteristic, the household age, marital status, and the size of the family. Within the two villages that we looked at, serious illness accounted for approximately half, 48%. And HIV was 28. This is extremely high because of the region I'm talking about, and specifically the villages we are looking at. So when you're looking at the relationship between activity level and illness, you find that the medium level, when you're looking at serious, is they're highly engaged compared to others. And then, but if you're looking at just HIV, for this, when you're looking at women, there is almost like after the non-activity, the first low, there's a decline. So the relationship is not, to some extent, for women, a medium level of activity seems to engage. The men had almost like after both when you're looking at level of activity seem to increase with the activity activity level. When you're looking at group level civic groups, microfinance was even though in a participation within those ones who are engaging in microfinance, the most civic group that seems to be mostly engaged was self-help and merry-go-round. But as of those who had micro credit, they had there wasn't a lot. Let me. This is just looking at for men. So there's one. So the results was the when you're looking at I did a logistic regression, putting and controlling for other demographic factors. But one of the things which I found was merry-go-round and self-help was significant in when you had looking at the household illnesses. For the men, were highly engaged if there was a household. There was illness in the household, and plus merry-go-round and self-help was also significant in when you're looking at all illness. The other factor which seems to indicate less serious illness in that household was those ones who reported being married. The when we were looking at HIV and TB, the only more which seemed to be significant was for those ones who are engaged in the men. The men were highly engaged when they had a member in the family who was reported HIV or had TB. So the conclusion was there's different patterns in when they're looking at males in the study. And civic groups in highly stressed community might have function more as a support group than that allow the individuals to interact with others not in the household, as opposed, you know, and especially in this particular area. The economic and income-only civic organization might not be totally beneficial because of in this particular stressed area, because those ones who are highly productive might not be able to actually engage in economic activities. So there is a need to stress effectively assist some of this vulnerable population. And in terms of design program to acknowledge some of the sickness under the agriculture production, because this was basically one of those looking at productivity. And I think we need to also examine some of the risk faced by women, especially in this, in some of these communities, and how the need or basic asset needs to be when they're looking at income. Anyway, sorry for rushing at the end, but if there's anyone who wants, who needs, I can explain a little bit more, expand on a little bit on the question. But I'd like to thank the following individuals for supporting this up. Thank you.